So there was a bit of a meeting of minds here between Sean and I. His desire to get local residents to see what's on their doorstep, and for me to have a new place for young families to visit, which was free, which was interesting, which would be stimulating for the children and allow adults to meet up with each other and to build networks and have community activity, essentially. So I spoke to Sean and I kind of said to him, I said, I know quite a few people who are looking to go out in the community, find new places and meet up with each other. And I reckon I can get them out in their droves. But I think it would be a good idea if we aim this open day towards young families as well. So maybe have some kind of children's activities or entertainment. Is that something as an organisation you can facilitate? And he said, yeah, that's no problem. It sounds like they've done it before when I've spoken to him. He said, that's absolutely no problem. We'll do bug mask making. We'll have butterfly key cards to show the children which butterflies are which, where to look out for. We'll have sheep shearing on the day and just, you know, really make something out of it. Try and really bring people in, give them something that they want. And he said, we can get posters and flyers sorted out as well. And I said, right, this is great. As soon as you get a hold of those, get them over to me. So within the week that I did not see him, because I saw him again a week subsequent, but within that week I got to work. I organised for Mo, Claire, Gemma, and another lady. I think her name was Mrs. Singh, I think. Can't remember her. Mrs. Singh. And she was a childminder as well. And basically, I told them about the new Addington Hutchinson's Bank Nature Reserve Open Day, or for short, Nature Reserve Open Day. and they really liked the sound of it. Mo, who had lived in New Addington for at least 50 years, had known about it, but had not known the details about the butterflies and things like that. Claire had no idea of it. Mrs. Singh had no idea of it. Gemma had no idea of it. And I thought, okay, this could be really exciting. So I said to those guys, can you spread the word? And they said, yeah, we'll spread the word. I said, I will meet up with you again in a week's time, same stay and play session, 9:30 in the morning till 11 at the Good Shepherd. And I will give you these flyers. And if you can give them out to your families and your friends in the area, that would be great. So I then met up with Sean a little bit earlier than expected, and I received the flyers and the posters and stuff, and I went to the Baptist Church Stay and Play where I initially met Claire, to meet up with Claire. I didn't find Claire that day. I'm not sure why she couldn't attend, but it was no big worry. And I met Shirley, who is another sort of connector of mine in New Addington, and she has a 1.5-year-old and 2 daughters, over the age of 5. I told her about the New Addington Nature Reserve. She hadn't heard about it as well. It really interested her. I gave her a flyer. She said, you should put it up here. I said, in the Baptist church? She said, yeah. So I asked the minister, Pete, and his wife, Naomi, and they allowed me to put up a New Addington Nature Reserve poster. And I thought, okay, let's get this out. So I went to as many local shops as I could on the parade in various pockets of Fieldway to ask them if they would put up A4 posters. Everybody was happy to do so. I then spread it on social media. I put it through on Pathfinders. I put it through on the Family Centre Facebook. I then went one further. I went to GP surgeries and I went to pharmacies to see if they'd like to do it as well. Everyone was really receptive. I mean, the community are already, they're quite strong, and I think that they look to support each other very much. There was no problem going into, you know, the only problems there were was maybe, you know, Lidl. But, you know, we can forgive Lidl for that, for their cheap prices. But every other sort of local independent business, and even the co-op and stuff on the parade, they were just so helpful, and it really started to gain some traction. So the open day was on a Sunday, which was a little worry for me, because I was wondering if we could get people out on a Sunday. And it was about 11 until 3, so a little pocket there. And so the day of the open day, it was a gorgeous day, really sunny, got really lucky, and I got there. And it is such a short walk from the parade. I drove down Featherbed Lane and then down a cul-de-sac where, if you park up on a cul-de-sac where there's lots of parking, it's a 5-minute walk. But if you go from the parade, you walk down a hill, which is just by Fisher's Farm. And once you get down that hill, you take a left, take another left, and you're there at that cul-de-sac. If anything, it's probably quicker to walk from New Addington Parade than it is to drive. I got there, and there were gazebos set up. There were two jeeps, loads of National Wildlife Trust staff and volunteers. And when I walked through, I got there a little early, I saw Claire and Donna, who I didn't think knew each other, but it seemed like they did. And they had connected through meeting up at this nature reserve. They bumped into each other. So I thought that was really great. And then from 11 o'clock onwards, I started to see another lady who I knew very well in the area, whose son I met them at the Fairchild Children's Centre, and I told them about it. They were always looking for nature reserve, or they're looking to see animals. That's a big passion of theirs. So, yes, Nancy and Ashley went to the nature reserve, and I saw them there. I then saw Shirley there. I then saw two or three other ladies from the Fairchild Children's Centre, and then I saw Liz from the Good Shepherd Children's Centre, and then I met a few people who I've kept up relations with since. One gentleman called Russell, who's a young father in New Addington. I met him and let him know about what I did in the area, and it was good to meet him. He's turned out to be a connector of mine as well, and we're sort of an interest of ours is to get more young dads together doing things. And it was a really great day, really great day. Sean was really happy. I spoke to him after the day, and he said that it was without doubt the best turnout for local residents he'd ever seen. He'd taken some emails down, and he was corresponding with a local mum who had, I think she already had a group, and they are now working together, and that mum takes her group down to visit the nature reserve when Sean and his wildlife volunteers are down there, and they do different things together, do different workshops and things like that. And it was a great day, it was a great event, and something that happened after, which really shocked me and surprised me, and I was really stunned to hear this, but I was at the it's called Playfest. A local social enterprise called Play Place set up a community day, and I saw Nancy, who had her son Ashley with her, and she was there at the New Addington Nature Reserve open day, and a lady who I had met through my work in the community as well. And we got chatting, and then she mentioned that she was going to another community trip with Claire and Donna, and I think Russell. And I said, community trip? And she said, yeah. Since the first week of summer, we've been going out together as sort of just meeting up, young families meeting up and going to different places together. We've already been to Dean City Farm. We've already been to Beddington Park. We visited the Nature Reserve again. And she said, on Monday, we're going to Crystal Palace Park. Do you want to come? And I was like, wow. Gosh, I would probably... You've caught me completely off guard. But yeah, of course, I would absolutely love to come.